We planted some turnips and some lettuce in the...
In the ground?
Yeah. And what do you call the little area where you plant things?
Well, that's garden.
Okay, fine. The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing is called...
November.
Yeah, and what's that holiday? When we give thanks.
Thanksgiving.
Okay. A highway is made out of...
Asphalt.
Yeah, and what's the other material that it can be made out of?
Cement.
Okay.
Just a minute, but haven't you told?
Yes, I have.
Well, I thought
you. You tell by looking at me?
She done said so much. We just looking so little. We just knew.
What the state that has Chattanooga and Nashville in it is what state?
What state that is?
Uh-huh.
Tennessee.
Fine.
That's fine business.
If a person is in trouble, you try to aid him or you try to what him?
Now, how'd it go
if
now?
A person is in trouble, you try to what him?
If he's in trouble?
Yeah, you try.
Well, I try to free him?
Yeah.
I get him out of trouble?
Yeah, or what's another way to say to aid somebody? You try to aid him, you try to...
I try to help him.
Okay, fine. If something isn't wide, then it might be very...
narrow.
You might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just...
Not able.
Okay, and what's the shorter way to say not able? I just
can't.
Okay. Another name for an automobile is a...
Car.
My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is... This man is your uncle, and his wife is...
Is a husband.
No, now if my mother's talking to me...
That's right.
She'd say... This man is your uncle, and his wife is...
My daughter.
No. Now, what would an uncle's wife be to me? What would my uncle's wife be?
She'd be your aunt.
Okay, fine. Would you ever say that word, ain't? Ain't so-and-so? Ain't Sally? Or would you always say aunt?
Well, you can say aunt or aunt.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build...
Nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at...
Desks.
Okay. Before a boy fights, he might clench both his... He might clench up his...
Fists.
Okay. A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is a...
A mosquito.
On a clear day, you might look up in the sky and say, oh, what a lovely day. There's not a single...
Don't see no cloud at all.
Okay. This building is your...
Dwelling house.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, you might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and go get that...
I would say I'm going out there and kill whoever it is.
Well, now, what's a word that could mean that thing? If you didn't know what it was now...
I'm going to give it a name.
Uh-huh.
I would say a fox.
Well, now, would you ever use a general term like vomit? I'm going to go get that.
I would say that some vomit or another. I'd say a vomit.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and it grows to be about that long? And when you cook it, it's sort of like a little fish.
Oyster.
Well, yeah, that's one, but now there's another one. And when you cook it, it turns pink and it sort of curls up like that and you have to pick them. You know, you have to pick the little, you have to pick the head and the tail off, pull the feet off.
Oh, shrimps.
Okay, fine. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool.
Draw up.
And what's another way to say draw up? That sounds sort of like shrimp.
I say shrink away.
Okay.
Shrink up.
Now, what am I doing right now?
Plane.
What am I doing with my...
Oh.
What am I doing with my hand, with my finger?
Oh, point.
Okay, fine. Oh dear, I don't seem to have that extra. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, actually, they're not in there. There's one other sheet in there. Let me see if it's in here. Yeah, here's one here.